Karen Kenneman, Public Health Director.
Chad Fedowitz, Senior Services Manager.
So thank you for letting Chad and I come and speak to you for the second reading around the resolution for the Healthy Community Fund. And so we're going to do a quick overview. This is information that you've seen before, but we wanted to share with you one more time just a synopsis of the Healthy Community Fund and where we are to date, as well as just share that with the public. So just as a recap, on August 1st, the Financial Advisory Board reviewed the Healthy Community Fund tax proposal and provided feedback on it. On the 7th, there was a work session with the BOCC to review the ballot question and resolution language and to give recommendations for the first reading. That took place on August 8th, and the BOCC conducted the first reading of the ballot and gave some feedback to staff around language for the ballot. And then on the 10th, the clerk published the resolution and the ballot question on the county website. And now we are here to date on August 22nd with the second reading and public hearing for the Healthy Community Fund. And so depending on how today goes, we'll be looking at September 7th as the certified ballot question and resolution to be submitted to the elections. The Healthy Community Fund is a dedicated property tax with the mission of helping Pickin County citizens and employees be independent, healthy, and safe. It was established in 2002, and it's been renewed twice, once in 2006 at a 70% approval rate, as well as 2011 with a 61% approval rate, and it increases with growth and inflation. There's a yearly grant-making fund, citizen grant review committee that looks at all of the different applications for this funding and makes recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners for the funding of this, of how this gets distributed throughout the community. And in 2018, 70 agencies were funded, and the fund generated $2.3 million. And so there was a polling that was done by Frederick's polling, which has done the polling for this fund throughout the time that it's been in existence. And there were some key findings from the polling that we wanted to share with you, that the majority of the Pitkin County electorate feels that the county is moving in the right direction. A majority of folks that were polled supports the work of the Board of the County Commissioners. That 53% continue to say that the level of the property tax is acceptable. 74% express a positive opinion of the county's efforts to take care of people in need, and that there's a strong support and approval for oversight and accountability in managing the fund. So what we've seen is that there's been a growth in need over the last 6 years in which the fund has been in existence. And in 2011, there were 25,000 community members that were impacted or supported by this fund. And by 2017, this figure more than doubled to 55,000 members in the community that receive some sort of service that is supported by this fund through our nonprofit agencies and departments. And since 2002, the Healthy Community Fund has absorbed more federal, state, and local funding mandates in the following areas, and that includes the core public health services, senior services, mental health and substance use services, detox services, and integrated health care. And so we've just seen that as funding starts to decline at the federal level or state level or even the local level, that the Healthy Community Fund has in essence absorbed some of that that need in our community and provided funding to continue these types of services. So at the first reading, the county commissioners had approved extending the tax period from 6 years to 9 years for the upcoming Healthy Community Fund tax period beginning in 2019, and also made a suggestion to increase the amount of funds to by $750,000 in revenue, resulting in a new tax revenue of $3,079,189. This is a 32% increase from the current level, $7.15 per 100,000 residential actual value, and a 0.993 mill levy. And in general, these are the goals of the Healthy Community Fund. And so the BOCC had recommended to combine Goal 5 and 6 into one, calling it the Cultural Treasures and Environmental Quality. And the other goals are as follows. These are the same goals that have been in the Healthy Community Fund and how the fund's been allocated in the past. So when applicants apply, they choose which goal that they're going to address. We also talked at the last reading of which priorities should be elevated in the ballot language. And these were from Frederick's poll. These were the topics that came out as from the community to say these are the services that are being provided that are most important to us. And so when we think about the ballot language, these were the really salient and most prioritized services that were in our community. And those include protective and supportive services for children in at-risk households, programs that protect the quality of our natural resources, supporting survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence, mental health and substance use, including prevention, intervention, treatment, and aftercare, care for the terminally ill and their families, physical, social, educational, and recreational activities for older adults that support health and aging with dignity, access to prevention and integrated health care services for lower-income citizens, and finally, working with developmentally disabled citizens and their families to enhance their ability to live independently. And so that is the synopsis. That's where we are today. So we wanted to bring to you, in essence, the second reading around this and to see if you had any additional questions.
Does the board have any questions before I open this for public comment? So this is a public hearing, and I see we have a room full of familiar faces, and we're excited to see you here. I'm going to start off the public comment by reading a letter that was received from Charlie Hopton. So this letter is dated August the 22nd. It's to the Pickens County Commissioners. Dear Commissioners, unfortunately, I'm not able to attend this meeting to comment on the Healthy Community Fund tax renewal. Please accept this as my public comment. I am involved with community organizations that have been supported by the Healthy Community Fund, Wilderness Workshop, the Aspen Buddy Program, Western Slope Veterans Coalition, to name a few. A little girl was asked what she cared about. She said, quote, animals, the environment, and children, because they can't take care of themselves. It gave me goosebumps. I add our veterans to that list. The Healthy Community Fund helps all of those and so many other community organizations. I urge you to place the Healthy Community Fund tax renewal on the ballot. Charles Hopton, President, Western Slope Veterans Coalition, Treasurer, Wilderness Workshop, National Committee Member, and Aspen Buddy Program. So we thank you. This will be submitted. Can we make sure that Jeanette has that to the public record? So for any members of the public wishing to speak on this, please come forward. We have a podium right here with the mic. Please give your name for the public record.
Dear Honorable Pekin County Commissioners, sorry for my English. thank you so much for the opportunity to speak in support of Healthy Community Fund. My name is Alejandra Magana de Zavala. Because if not, my husband will be mad. and I work as a program manager at Bali Settlement. We work with hundreds of immigrants. We empower them through the early childhood education and adult education. I am an immigrant too, and I moved here 6 years ago. And I was afraid to leave my home because I couldn't speak English. And I was afraid if somebody speak to me and I could not answer. So I remember this day as the best day of my life here in the Valley when a family navigator from Valley Settlement knocked my door and asked me if my little girl want to attend the free preschool mobile that Valley Settlement has. And I was very happy to register my daughter, and that was my first step outside my home. And gratefully, Valley Settlement helped me to be part of the community and empowerment. And now I work full-time in Valley Settlement, and now I feel that I'm part of the community, that I belong to this valley. Now we offer Spanish language classes to other adults, and part of my program, we say to another adults that it's more life beyond the world that they have right now or to be inside their homes, there is another opportunity. So we empower them and say, I know that it's hard to be outside and looking for another opportunities, but we can do it. We only need another organization that can support us, and people, kind people that is in this valley that always have a hand for us. And I'm so happy that Healthy Community Fund helped us in Valley Settlement, because thanks to this support, we have family navigators. So the family navigators are an important part of our organization, because they look and speak like our participants. They do home visits, and they are always there to support them and connect them with another resources here in the valley. A lot of our students work here in Pekin County, so I only want to say thank you to the support to Healthy Community Fund, and thank you for your leadership, and I only want to ask you to vote to approve the Healthy Community Fund resolution. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And you did great with your English.
Better than most.
We appreciate that.
Can I just think about if I had to do that in Spanish? Hi, I'm Catherine Sand. I'm the director of Ascot Family Connections. I have more reason than probably anyone in this room to be grateful that this fund exists and to support its renewal, because Aspen Family Connections would not exist without it. We are and have been for the last 18 months a family resource center based in the Aspen School District, but we support families throughout Pitkin County with children aged between from birth to 18 and sometimes even beyond that, with the view, the universally held view, that if a family is successful, then their children are more likely to be successful. We support families in all kinds of ways. In the 18 months we've been alive, we've met directly with over 150 families and helped them with an incredible range of issues. How we interpret risk in terms of children is very subjective. For some families, their lives may be made very complicated by economic circumstances. Very often we see mental health problems, we see substance abuse problems, we see a need for extracurricular support. We see a huge, sometimes we hook kids up with bicycles. Yesterday we supported a parent who was concerned about her child's nutrition because she's decided to become a pescatarian. She wasn't sure what that would involve. I helped a family, a new family to the district, enroll in school. It's everything and everything, everybody and everything. There's no demographic profile for the families we support. They are everything, from families that live in Starwood to families that live in employee housing, and they live throughout the county, including the far reaches of the county. So because of this fund, we're able to do our work, which is based on collaboration, the power of bringing people together with the many amazing agencies supported also by this fund who can help them. So we hold collaborative meetings. We had 38 prevention sessions. We call them Family Matters, on a huge range of subjects, with organizations, many of them represented in this room. I also wanted to speak very, very briefly to the accountability that I think is a very important part of this fund. The fact that the grants are approved by a citizen review board, that carries a lot of weight, but also that this is a very supportive grant, a very accountable grant. The excellence county staff who administer the grant provide us with a whole range of support in terms of the work we do, and particularly in terms of bringing us together. And I think that's where the power of the fund, it's not just handing out funds to nonprofits, it's actually the power of collaboration, which has been so key to the establishment of Aspen Family Connections and makes us all of us, successful, more successful every single day. So thank you very much for your support for the renewal and for allowing us to speak today.
Thanks to see you.
Thank you.
There's another familiar face.
Hi. I'm Allison Daly, and I run Pathfinders. Pathfinders is a local nonprofit that helps people with cancer, serious illness, and grief and loss. We also have a volunteer section that we provide meals for people going through cancer treatment, any kind of illness. And so we have sort of two avenues that we try to help the people with, the counseling as well as the volunteer services. And we wouldn't be here without this fund. It's a really, really important part of us. And so just to give you an example, so far today I met with a caregiver of a man with Alzheimer's. I met with a woman who is getting cancer treatment and lost her husband 3 months ago and her brother 1 month before that. Then after this, I go to meet with a woman with metastatic breast cancer who has a 12-year-old and is trying to figure out how to cope with that. And then I'll meet with a person with a suicide situation. So it's hard stuff. It's life and death. We do a lot of end-of-life work. We do a lot of trying to find hope after loss. But I just want to thank you all, because we wouldn't be able to do what we do if it weren't for this fund. So I really hope that you'll keep this fund going and, you know, put it out to the public and keep it up. Thank you.
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Allison.
You guys are doing a great job. Just working
here.
I appreciate that.
Hi, my name is Michaela Eidhammer-Kepura. I am the executive director of Aspen Youth Center. And we've been around for, we turned 27 this year, which is very exciting. And just to give an idea of what we do free after-school and all-day summer programming for kids throughout the Roaring Fork Valley. We currently are the only free after-school and all-day summer program, so we serve kids from Aspen to Parachute. But 50% of our kids do come from Pitkin County. And in 2010, we decided to become free, which shifted our numbers significantly. We had around 350 members in 2010, and we now have over 2,000. So clearly, price was an issue. We were only charging $1 to $6 a day. And this fund has really helped us. It continues to help us, and it helps us grow our numbers. It helps us grow our influence, but also it helps us work with other organizations in this room, such as Catherine's. We work very closely now with the school district and with several other organizations, but we believe that kids are inherently at risk. So although 48% of our kids come from what is considered at federal poverty line or below in Pitkin County, you know, wealth, background, those things, they don't necessarily, kids are inherently at risk because they're kids. So it's proven that after school and summer programs keep them out of trouble. It's a preventative measure to keep them out of trouble, keep them from using drugs and alcohol and all those things. So we really appreciate the support of this fund, and we hope it continues. So thank you.
Great, thank you.
Hello there. I'm Deb Gravel, and I am the program director at Challenge Aspen. And we've been receiving funds for a number of years from the Healthy Community Fund. And more recently, in the past 3 years, we've really focused our efforts more locally to start a locals program. 3 years ago, we did Saturdays for 8 weeks. This year, this last season, we had Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for 10 to 12 weeks. And we've also been taking some of our local participants from Pitkin County as well to national events, like the NASTAR Nationals and things. The really cool thing about that is that a couple of those participants are now living independently outside of their families' homes. And so by doing these activities and providing these experiences for them, we've been able to help them to become more independent. This fall, we're launching an exercise and nutrition program locally for our participants to try to help them eat a little bit more healthy. Last year, when we went to Squaw Valley, they thought that vitamin water was pretty good for you. And just want to let them know that some of those things, you know, get them a little bit more knowledgeable on that so that they can live healthy, independent lives. This last season, we supported 43 individuals from Pitkin County, and 23 of those we supported financially with scholarships. So this fund is really, really important to us, and we thank you very much for considering keeping it going.
Thank you for your efforts.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Blythe Chapman. I'm the executive director for Riverbridge Regional Center. We are your local child advocacy center, serving collaborative services for child abuse victims and their families in Pitkin County as well as Garfield. Rio Blanco and Eagle County. In rural areas, it is essential for child advocacy centers to serve a pretty large geographic region. Unfortunately, most of our cases are child sexual abuse cases, and unfortunately that does happen here. I think most of society would like to believe that it doesn't, but it does, and we're here to serve those kids and those families. In addition, I just wanted to make a point that River Bridge took on the local sex assault nurse examiner program this year. You may be aware that that program was not running in this community, and adults, kids, and adolescents had to travel to either Frisco or Grand Junction for a medical exam upon an assault between 2012 and 2016 when that program was reinvigorated. We took on that program because we saw it faltering again and didn't want to see it fall by the wayside. So that is a very important program that we've taken under our wing as well. We, like every organization you're hearing from, rely heavily on the Healthy Community Fund to serve Pickens County, and we really appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Robin Tolan. I'm the Development Director at Youth Zone, and I just want to thank you all for considering this and hope it gets on the ballot. And I just was running some numbers since 2003. We've had approximately 1,500 youth go through the juvenile justice system and be diverted and come to Youth Zone. And the amount of funding that comes from Pickens County allows us to be able to continue this. If that were not the case and those 1,500 kids and their families had to remain in the system, for taxpayers, we're talking about over $40 million they would be paying. So when you actually look at the numbers of saying that the taxpayer will pay $1.74 more, and you relate it to something like that, and this is just one organization. So it makes such a huge impact for all of us. So thank you so much, and appreciate all you do.
Thanks. Thank you. That's a big number. We need to keep
track of that. Yeah, it's a big number.
Hello, I'm Donna Ward, and I hadn't planned to speak, so I hope I'll be lucid.
You're welcome to speak anytime, Donna.
I've been in the Valley since 1976 and have worked with children's programs or the school district since that time. And I couldn't help but take the opportunity to thank you and encourage the support of this this tax bill. I've been involved with, as I said, a number of programs, but most recently, since my retirement from the Garfield County Child Care Program, I'm on the board of Family Visitor, which is a program that serves young families. And in addition to their basic program, which is Best by Three, their basic program is one where they guarantee a family visit to every newborn family and encourage that. And then they also are an umbrella organization to facilitate other grants that they receive that serve. One is called the Nurse Family Partnership that provides services to families for up to 2 years if there is a need determined. So a nurse will visit that family for a 2-year period without charge. And then the other one is Healthy Families America, which serves families, parents who have had difficult parenting experiences themselves, and it provides support and education for those parents in supporting the raising of their children. So those are all programs that can continue because of the generous support of this Healthy Families, Healthy Community Families. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Donna.
Hi, I'm Liz Stark. I'm the Executive Director of Community Health Services, and we provide preventive clinical services to the workers and residents of Pickens County. And the work that we do in prevention really supports the mission of the public health agency by promoting health and preventing illness and disease. And I think that prevention work can sometimes go unnoticed because, as you illustrated, you're sort of in the background making sure that bad things don't happen to individuals and that those things can impact a community as a whole. So, for example, Community Health Services provides immunizations which prevents illness, things like influenza and pertussis and measles. We have a women's health program that offers access to low-cost contraceptives, which prevents unintended pregnancy. Our tuberculosis control program really protects individuals and the community from a very serious infectious disease. We also have a prenatal program, an oral health screening program, and breast and cervical cancer screening program, all of which are targeting our at-risk populations in Pitkin County, particularly those that are uninsured or underinsured. Community Health Services receives other funding from the State Public Health Department, other local governments, and local foundations, none of which cover the costs of providing all these services. So the Healthy Community Fund dollars are a major source of our funding. And without them, services would be cut and fewer people would be served. So I want to urge the community to once again support this property tax, to allow all the nonprofits that benefit from it to continue the great work that they provide to the community. And I want to thank the Pitkin County Board of County Commissioners for your efforts to expand and extend the Healthy Community Fund. That's essential funding for all of us. So thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
It's great to see everybody.
I'll be brief. Annette Franta, I'm the Chief Financial Officer for Mountain Family Health Center. Good to see you all again.
Nice to see you.
Thank you for this opportunity to support the Healthy Communities Fund. We have been, when we opened our clinic in Basalt in 2011, it's been a very big part of our ability to serve the uninsured for integrated behavioral health and medical health. And as we are now developing the new space for our Basalt facility, we will be incorporating dental health into that same space. And so without the support of this fund, there would be many uninsured lives that would not be able to seek care and treatment. And so again, I thank you for your support.
Thank you. You guys are doing an amazing job.
Thanks.
And we really appreciate, we really are moving into that new building. It's going to be great.
Thanks.
Hi, very briefly, Karen Teague with the Independence Pass Foundation. Good to see everyone. Everyone in this room is what this community is about. And thank you. Thank you for your time. It really represents the best of this place. I'm the executive director of the Independence Pass Foundation. For 29 years, we've been restoring and protecting the ecological, historical, and aesthetic integrity of the Independence Pass Corridor. And for, I think, all of those 29 years, Pitkin County has been a major supporter of our work, for which we are very grateful and upon which we rely heavily. We not only take care of that big, beautiful backyard of ours, but we have taken on a lot of the services that the U.S. Forest Service or Pitkin County would otherwise be providing, including, for example, funding toilets at the summit.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah. Pretty important.
That's very important.
Just imagine.
The other day.
Yeah, the opposite. Let's see, what else? I was just up examining the top cut with representatives from CDOT and engineers, looking at some of the places where the wire netting that currently captures the rock fall off the steep slopes is starting to fail a bit. We need to get on top of that. If that road gets blocked during our summer or fall season, it's sort of a disaster. So that's one of the things that we do. We're a watchdog for the pass. We work with the Forest Service on myriad projects, trail maintenance. We keep control of the noxious weeds up and down the corridor. We're a representative on the Weed Advisory Board, your entity. Anyway, on and on, I think we provide a lot of value to not only Pitkin County residents, but to the government, and really just can't imagine this community without the Healthy Community Fund. So thank you for all you do, and thank you for, I hope, getting this on the ballot and seeing it continue.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
It was a beautiful drive the other day.
Oh, good.
I was thinking about you guys when I was up there, and I have to say that my favorite Pitkin County sign is the one just over the top of the pass. I love seeing it when I'm coming back home. Hi, Seth.
Hey. I'm not here
for the Aspen Pickens County Animal Shelter. I'm here. I've been involved with Pickens County Senior Services since the late 90s.
And your name fully?
Oh, sorry. Seth Saxon.
Thank you.
And I'm a lay person, as I've listened to everyone else speak. I'm not employed by any of these organizations. I've been a board member and currently the chair of the Senior Service Council, and work with Chad and Patty and Mary and Ruth and everybody else there. And so I'm really just here to state that after, gosh, it's been probably almost 20 years or what have you that I've been hanging out at the Senior Center, I think it's great. We're all affected. We're all going to be seniors, hopefully. And I watch people. Some of my best friends in town have been seniors, and some are still alive. Some have died. And what I love about the services provided at Pickens County Senior Services is it's great for, yes, it enhances our quality of life, and I love being in the book club, and people can go to yoga and learn to play mahjong and all this sort of stuff. But it's also providing meals Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, legal counseling. It goes so deep. And so whether it's a senior who simply wants to enhance the quality of their life or a senior who's scared of life, Pickens County Senior Services provides so many incredibly important services. And that's it.
Thank you.
Plus, the social activity out there is really fun.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Hello. I'm Hannah Horn, and I'm representing RESPONSE, which is a local nonprofit aimed at helping survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we do that through a 24-hour hotline, emergency shelter, which is short-term advocacy, referrals, and support, which varies depending on the individual. And they're also very aimed at prevention, which is going to schools, our community, and reaching out and educating everyone, because we want to eventually end domestic violence and sexual assault. And just wanted to say thank you so much. This grant itself is hugely important to our work. We wouldn't be able to do anything without it. And it also helps us go for federal matching grants because when they see that the community is helping us, because they believe in our work so much. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Do we have any other members? We have time. We're here to listen if you guys, anybody would like to speak. While people are still thinking about maybe speaking. I know, there's more. It's okay, we're a friendly group here.
Hi, I'm Lindsay May. I'm director of MindSprings Health here in Pickens County. And I've just come to thank you all for the ongoing resources through the Healthy Community Fund, and find that this is extremely valuable to the integrated care model that we are able to provide now in the county as a result of some of this funding. So thank you for that, and the importance of the ongoing funding for us to be able to continue to build out the continuum of care, to be able to reach more clients and to reduce the stigma the way that we really, to me, successfully have been able to do in the last year. So that's what I have to share with you. So thank you, and let's keep it up.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else from the public?
Hi, my name is Courtney Little. I'm the Community Outreach Director for Mountain Valley Developmental Services. We serve a total of 500 adults and kids in the Roaring Fork Valley. 25% of those adults and kids live and or work in Pickens County. And I appreciate, and all of us appreciate, the support of the Healthy Community Fund. And it is a major source of revenue for our agency, and without it, we would not be able to offer a lot of the services that we provide, especially to the children from birth to age 3. So thank you very much.
Thanks.
For your
thank
support.
You very much.
Thanks.
Anyone else from the public? I'm going to leave the public hearing open for a bit and bring it back to the board, because I'm sure the board would have some comments, and just see if that incentivizes anyone else to speak. Rachel, please.
Yeah, thank you, Patty. And I just want to really take the time to thank everyone who showed up today to come and express their support. The program, to my mind, has been an overwhelming success in terms of the great many things it's done for our community. I literally don't know any citizens who haven't been touched or had a family member touched or participated in some of the activities that these many nonprofits provide. but I think we always need to bear in mind how many very new residents we have. And whenever I look at a voter registration list, you kind of think you know everybody. You've been here 40 years. But you, page after page after page will be names of folks you really haven't met yet and who are new. And so it's very important for all of us to be able to talk about the fund and educate our new residents as to what it does. I find this program to be phenomenally important and valuable because of the collaboration it has created among multiple agencies. There's no wrong door that people can walk through before someone can tell them where to go for the appropriate health. There's accountability because we are reviewed regularly by our Citizen Review Board, as well as having on-site staff visits. These are outcome-based award grants. Both the review of the last year's uses and the potential uses going forward, they're reviewed for the outcomes. It's not just a kind of free-for-all. And that's a very important item for all of us, that we have good, strong outcomes for the dollars that we spend as a community. And I believe very strongly that the Healthy Community Fund reflects the values of our valley. They are the underpinnings of a successful community. It's challenging enough making it here with long winters and high elevations for some of those of us getting older, tough winters, tough housing costs, even challenging costs of health care and health insurance. So these are the things that keep us a successful and healthy community, successful healthy families, successful healthy workforces, retirees. I don't know that folks are as aware of the Colorado Health Act that was passed in 2008, I believe, but it began to focus the entire state more on population health as opposed to just the delivery of some limited clinical services. And so we have been following that model, I would believe, since before 2008, but this is how we do it. This is how we create those many services that deal with questions of larger population health. We all know we're kind of on uncertain times with a lot of federal issues, federal funding, things like that. This is a base load for many of these organizations. But it's a part of stone soup. Maybe Picken County is providing the stone, but it's the private donors who provide the water and the carrots, and maybe the federal government puts in the onions and a little meat, you know. But that's how we put it all together as a community, and this is our contribution to that. Those funds are leveraged many, many, many times over and result in great benefits to our community. I think that it's been important, a few things that have been stressed by the public here. And the one I would like to hit on the most is that it's preventative. It's not just cleanup. Certainly there are accidents or incidents or situations that befall any of us that no amount of prevention can take care of, such as cancer or deaths in the family. But a lot of things can be prevented. And we worked very hard as Colorado to get waivers from the federal government so that we could use our child welfare protective funds to try to intervene in families and get families on the right track rather than go to foster families and family separations. And it's the agencies within this entire program, this room, and those who weren't here today who allow us to do that successfully, to keep families together and to improve family life and give people the tools that they need to be successful. So, you know, the last item I would say is mental health services. And in this last go-round of the fund last year, we did it a little differently and put out a request for proposals to all the agencies dealing with mental health issues to be able to bring them together in greater sync and greater effect. And that has had tremendous benefits in terms of school resource officers, dealing and de-escalating situations that involve law enforcement, and again, really getting people the proper care they need. Across the country, it's a national dilemma of jails becoming mental health facilities, and that's something we have tried to, and I'd say pretty successfully, prevent it in our community. So I'm sure others have words to say. I just want to, again, thank the community for always supporting this and for those providers who are out there who go home at the end of the day worrying about their clients, worrying about how to help people, worrying about how to do more. And this is, in my mind, the small way that we can support you all in your missions. So thank you.
George, please.
Thanks, Rachel. To piggyback off of some of Rachel's comments, this program, as has been stated, was it first initiated in 2002. And I won't embarrass anybody here, but there are some people here that were visionaries and leaders who first brought this idea to the Board of County Commissioners at that time to look at ways to help support the nonprofits who serve all of our community members. And it's been shown successfully for all these years. I think, as has been stated, the nonprofits, the recipients of these dollars, have shown and been able to prove that they've been able to utilize these dollars for the benefit of their constituencies and our community as a whole, and they've been very accountable. And I think that's a very, very unique when we look at what's going on in our world today. It seems like it's extraordinary to have a fund like this, but one would accept no less from the citizens of Pitkin County. We understand, we realize the importance of our community members from our young to our old. And just listening to the stories today, it's just really heartwarming, and I'm sure there's thousands of more stories out there. And although no one likes to go before the electorate for a tax increase, I see it's such a great opportunity for you all to be able to tell your story to the community in terms of all that you're doing. I don't think but a portion of the people in our community really realize the scope and the depth and the breadth of everything that all of you and all the other 70 nonprofits do for all of us, from seniors to youth to adults to the environment to recreation and education. It's an incredible story to tell, and I would encourage you to be out there over the next 2 months telling these stories, educating the public, letting them know not only that these services exist, but how they can help ensure they continue through their vote. So thank you.
Steve, please. I have a feeling I know what you're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Some people might question why we are asking to increase the length of this to 9 years. And I said, why don't we do an even number of years so it would fall in an election year for doing, you know, a future reenactment of this. And the reason the 9-year period was chosen was many of the partners who receive funds from the Healthy Community Fund do so on a 3-year cycle. So they're partners with, they just have to get approved once, and then that's good for 3 years. So by extending this for 9 years instead of 8 or 10 or 6, it gives a longer period of time when those groups who are cooperating partners in this have a better level of stability, and they don't have to worry about their whether they're going to get funding or whether it's going to be cut off. It gives a lot more stability and the ability for them to do long-range planning and do programs that they might not otherwise be able to. I was thinking that this recording of this meeting today is one for times where people will want to look back at this meeting and listen to all the testimonies from all the people who spoke about what their groups do. And I wish we had everybody here from all the groups who have received funds, because it's really amazing stories for everybody who has benefited from this, in both in Pitkin County and going farther down the valley into our neighboring communities. Nobody's really talked a whole lot about the senior services and the public health, Department of Public Health, but those are two county departments that receive a large part of their funding from the Healthy Community Fund. And I'd hate to think if we didn't have this, where those two departments would be. It would be hard for us to provide the support for them. And I had one more thought, if I can pull it up here.
We can always come back.
Well, pass it on to you, Patty, and then I'll come back to it.
Greg, would you like to?
Sure. And I hadn't prepared notes, but I this is what I've been thinking out for quite a long time. First thing to point out, and I want to thank, and I agree with everything that's been said here today, and I really appreciate everyone who's come forward. I actually had some people approach me yesterday and said, should we come and testify tomorrow? And I thought, oh, there'll be so many people. You don't need to. Write a letter to the paper or something like that. Now I feel guilty. I should have said, oh, yeah, come on down.
Back.
Get in here. But the couple of things I wanted to point out, some of these, the funds are actually mandated by statute, and state law requires us to cover the costs of a significant portion of these funds. If the tax doesn't pass, we're still going to be on the hook for that money. If the Healthy Community Fund went away, then our general fund would take a fairly huge hit. That's something to think about as we're going forward. And I don't like that option, but that's the way it is. Somebody mentioned that we have to take up the slack that's created when the federal government services are declining, say with Forest Service, other public land services. We've got state services that might not be ponying up the way they used to. And as our population is increasing dramatically in the region, in the valley, and as mobility increases in our valley and in the high country and in our wildlands, we're seeing a lot more use in the back country. There's a lot more people taking advantage of and enjoying and perhaps maybe loving our nature areas to death. And the recipients for the Healthy Community Fund, they're focused on environmental and natural causes, which I know are very popular with this fund, really depend upon the fund as well. So I know we've had some people mention it. I think the first letter from Charlie Hopton, who's in Tajikistan or someplace, wrote in to say how important it was. So I just wanted to point that out. But we have to look at the way population is affecting the services we offer, and I think we simply need to expand this fund in order to accommodate that. And I'll leave it there. Thanks.
Steve, did you remember?
Yeah, I did remember. Rachel and I spend a lot of time in different parts of the state meeting with county commissioners and municipal leaders from different parts of Colorado. And quite a few times I have told people about our Healthy Community Fund and how the services and the resources it provides to our community. And many of those communities are really surprised to hear that anybody has anything like that, and they wish that they could have it too. Now we are and should be thankful that we live in a community that has the resources to be able to support something like this. And there are several other counties in Colorado that have similar things to this, but this is a rather unique program, and it's very special. Other people realize it's special, and we need to keep it going.
So, before I speak and turn it back to the board again, are there any members of the public who have been inspired to speak after hearing from the board? All right, I'm going to close the public hearing so I don't forget to do that. In my closing remarks and before I look for a motion, I think it's important to note we've touched on it, the mandate coming down from the state with public health. Public health is statutorily required now for Pitkin County, so this last year we've created an amazing volunteer board, our Pitkin County Health Board. We've hired an amazing new director for that department. We stole her away for another county, and we're very proud of that. you know, that's a huge thing. We also brought our environmental health department in under this. So we're protecting public health. We're protecting the environment. And I know when we talk about our senior services, those numbers and that demographic are increasing as we sit here, as people are turning 65 and older. I'm now a member of that, so I'm glad for senior services. But it is an amazing program. These are things that we have our mandated services, our desirable services, and we try to protect, as everyone has said, this community as a whole. I think it's important. I think the community thinks it's important. And as George said, it's difficult going out asking for tax money. It's not a favorable thing. The ballot this year is going to have multiple tax questions on But I think the public needs to be aware that by providing a minimal tax increase to the property taxes, we're able to fund organizations inside the county and nonprofits throughout the valley that really help to reduce financial burdens on the county for having to look at increasing our size of our jail if we can't keep people out of jail and into the right programs that they need, et cetera. Just the protection of public health, you know, keeps people healthy in this community, and that prevents people from requiring extensive and expensive hospitalizations or medical care. The list goes on and on and on, and you will be hearing from this board a lot in the next couple of months, and hopefully from all the members of the community. Letters to the editor closer to the election are very helpful. People will really read those when they're looking at their ballots. Early ballots, mail-in ballots, which is all we get, you know, it's a mail-in ballot election, they will be mailed on October the 15th. The election is Tuesday, November 6th, so it's important that people, if you don't receive a ballot, contact Pitkin County Election Office. You can be reissued. They will negate void. The ballot that got sent in the mail maybe to the wrong address, or sometimes the post office sends them somewhere, and it takes quite a while to get them back to you, but you will be able to vote. You can go on the Pitkin County website, Election Department, and verify your mailing address at any time. It's a great service. We would really appreciate people doing so. Ballots must be received in the election office by 7 o'clock on election day. If they come in after that, they will not be counted. So please, please, it's really important to get out there and vote. And this is a really important issue to support. So, again, we appreciate everyone coming before us today. We appreciate the public who is watching this and who will support this ballot question as it moves forward, which I'm going to bring it back to the board for that motion.
Patty, would you accept a motion?
I would love to accept a motion.
Okay. Well, before I do that, I want to mention that KDNK radio station also sent us a letter of support just in the past few minutes, and they said not only does it support their program, but the great many community programs that they enjoy as a community. I would like to make a motion to approve a resolution submitting to the electorate at the election to be held on November 6, 2018, a ballot issue dedicating property tax for the Healthy Community Fund.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and I have a second. Any further comments from the board? Seeing none, I'm going to call this question. All those in favor, please signify.